"What are you doing?" McQueen coughed. He wasn't about to let Doc leave without a word. "Doc, wait!" The race car followed Doc back into town. Doc rumbled into his office, slamming the door behind him, but McQueen caught it with a tire and forced his way in. "Doc, hold it! Seriously, your driving's incredible!"
"Wonderful," Doc grumbled. "Now go away."
"Hey, I mean it," McQueen insisted. "You've still got it." Doc glared at the young race car.
"I'm asking you to leave."
"Come on," McQueen begged. "I'm a race car. You're a much older race car, but under the hood, you and I are the same."
"We are not the same," Doc bellowed, losing his usual cool. "Understand? Now get out."
Doc drove to the door and held it open. But McQueen didn't budge. "How could a car like you quit at the top of your game?"
"You think I quit?" Doc demanded.
He yanked a pull chain, clicking on an overhead light. Below it was a framed article. "Crash wipes out Hudson Hornet," the headline read above a photo of a much younger Doc, wrecked on a racetrack infield.
"Right," McQueen said slowly, as his racing history came back to him.
"Your big wreck in 54.
"They quit on me."
Doc was silent for a moment.
"When I finally got put together, I went back expecting a big welcome. You know what they said? You're history. Moved right on to the next rookie standing in line."
He looked carefully at the photograph.
"There was a lot left in me. I never got a chance to show 'em. I keep that to remind me never to go back. I just never expected that world would find me here."
"Hey, look, Doc," McQueen said, an edge in his voice. "I'm not them."
"Oh, yeah?" Doc demanded. "When is the last time you cared about something except yourself, Hot Rod? You name me one time, and I will take it all back."
McQueen hesitated. As much as he wanted to show the older car that he was wrong, he couldn't come up with anything that would convince Doc, or himself, otherwise.
"Uh-huh," Doc said. "I didn't think so. These are good folk around here who care about one another. I don't want them depending on someone they can't count on."
"Count on?" McQueen said. "You've been here how long and your friends don't even know who you are? Who's caring only about himself?"
"Just finish that road and get out of here," Doc said.
He drove off, leaving McQueen alone with his thoughts.